Oddly enough, success over a period of time is more expensive than failure. Oddly enough, success over a period of time is more expensive than failure. Many times, failure comes quite easily. And when failure comes easy, then it's no big deal. But success, if it does not come instantly, it's not there. Why do you say success, if it doesn't come instantly, is not there? Because, oddly enough, success over a period of time is more expensive than failure. Because you have to first build in your consciousness the idea of your being a success. You have to build in your consciousness the idea that you are a good person. You have to build in your consciousness that you are worthy of success. You have to build in your consciousness that everything that you do in life is fantastic. Everything that you do in life is remarkable. Everything that you do in life is outstanding. And until you've built these ideas about yourself, until you flow with that, until you glow with that, and that's just your nature, then you're nothing. You can have all the success in the world, but you will have no success at all unless you have success instantly. If you have success instantly, then everything is right. Now, what does it mean to have success instantly? It means that when you have a project, you see that project done. When you have a goal, you see that goal fulfilled right now. It's not something that you're going to work on. It's not something you're going to develop. It's not something you're going to reveal somehow. You see it done right now in your consciousness, in your thought, in your way of thinking, because that's all that matters. And if you don't see it done right now, if you don't see it accomplished right now, it's worse than failure. It's more expensive than failure because you have to do your homework. Now, your homework is not a matter of saying that I want to be, I would like this, I would like that. Your homework is, it is done now. Your homework is, all is in divine order now. Your homework is, this is a completed project. When you take on any project and you call it a completed project, the moment you take it on, then you are a success already. But if you take on a project and say, this is going to take time, this is going to be a troublesome thing, this is going to not work out quite like I'd like, but maybe, somehow, maybe it might come true. I'll just keep plugging away. And you keep plugging away, and you keep plugging away at your fault. You keep plugging away at your failure. You keep plugging away at something you don't expect to be fulfilled in your life, in your lifetime. We say there is peace in our time. Well, if there is not peace in our time right now, there never will be. Because we wouldn't recognize it if it had a 10-foot pole and were reaching out to touch us from wherever it was. Because unless we are peace within ourselves, we'll never have peace in our experience. Unless we are wealthy in our own nature, we'll never be wealthy in our physical nature. We'll never be wealthy in our bank account. If we are whole, that's why rather healing wholeness is far better. If you are whole and perfect, it's better than having a healing. To have a healing means you have a problem that you're getting over. But wholeness means it is done now. It is fulfilled now. Oddly enough, success over a period of time is more expensive than failure. Because success over a period of time means you don't have it now. It means you don't really know it. when you do arrive at success, it'll not be because you were seeking success or desiring success. It's because you are a success. And only when you are a success will you enjoy what success is in your life. Do you want that? Do you want to have success in your life? Do you want to enjoy the fulfillment of whatever it is that's so devoutly to be desired in your heart? What is devoutly to be desired in your heart? What is that? Is it to be rich, to be healthy, to be happy? What is it? If it is to be desired, you haven't got it. And if you haven't got it, what is the value of anything at all? Nothing whatsoever. It's only when we know what we're dealing with and how we're dealing with it. We are dealing with the now. We are dealing with the here and now. We are dealing with this moment. And as we are dealing with this moment, we recognize that all things are complete right now. We recognize that all things are fulfilled right now. We recognize that all the desires of our heart are met right now. Do you want to be healthy, or are you whole and perfect? Do you want to be rich, or are you independently wealthy? Do you want to seek out friends, or are you the most desired person in the world? Everyone enjoys being your friend. Everyone to whom you speak says, "Hey, you're a nice person." Everywhere you go, people see who you are by your nature. They see the things that you do. They see the things that you are. And they say, "Well, I had never known that person was ever sick or poor. That person was ever making mistakes. I would never know that. I see them as successful. I see them as fulfilled in every way. I see them beautiful and dramatic and dynamic. I see them wonderful." And that's all that matters, isn't it? Yes, that's all that matters. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body eternally. Oddly enough, success over a period of time is more expensive than failure. Because success over a period of time means we don't have it now. We're not experiencing it now. And what is that period of time? Is that time eternity? Is that time tomorrow, the next day? Is that time somewhere to come? Well, if it is, then it's not now. We live in the now. We live in the present tense. We live this instant. We live by being what we are. I am whole and perfect. I am happy. I am wealthy. I am joyous. As we continuously say that, as we continuously know that, as we continuously are that, then that's all that we'll ever experience in our life. Is that what you want to experience in your life? Is that what you want to know in your life and be in your life and delight in your life? If that's what you want, if that's who you are, if that's all that you care about, then have at it. But if you can say, "It is done now. All is in divine order and it is fulfilled now. All is in divine order. I don't want peace on earth. There is now peace on earth. And it is fulfilled because I said there is peace on earth. Not to be. I am independently wealthy. Not to become. I am whole and perfect. Not wishing for health. I am wholeness." As I say that and know that, and as I am that, that's all that makes any difference in my life. And when that is all that makes any difference in my life, then I am 100% doing my highest and best, and life as a glorious experience. Claim this for yourself today. Oddly enough, success over a period of time is more expensive than failure. And when you and I speak our word right now, we will know that all is in divine order now, and that I am a success now, and I am happy now, and that I love you. I love you. I love you.